Daily Light, July the 2nd, morning. This is the statute of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat of it. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in the place of the two, so making peace. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me. This is the statute of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat of it. Exodus 12:43 and Hebrews 13:10, John 3:3, Ephesians 2:12, 13, 14, 15 and 19, and Revelation 3:20. Daily Light, July the 2nd, evening. Jesus prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. Be constant in prayer, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. This is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Jesus prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Matthew 26:44 and Hebrews 5:7. Hosea 6:3, Romans 12:12, Ephesians 6:18, Philippians 4:6-7, Matthew 26:39, 1 John 5:14, and Psalm 37:4-5.